I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked man, says the Lord, but rather in his conversion, that he may live. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You testify on your own behalf, so a testimony cannot be verified. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I am, I came from, and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by appearances, but I do not judge anyone. And even if I should judge, my judgment is valid, because I am not alone, but it's I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law, it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified. I testify on myself, on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. So they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the treasury in the temple area. But no one had arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. Gospel of the Lord. Yes, Jesus comes from the Father, and no one knows his Father. It's a miracle of Blessed Trinity, but it's important. Blessed Trinity means mutual love. With this mutual love, there is God. There is a presence of the Lord. This is what Jesus says, with two or three united in my name, I am in your midst. United in his name means to love one another. Then there is a presence of the Lord. Today we know that the Blessed Trinity, but by the time of Jesus, people doesn't know exactly what it means. They just see Jesus as the son of a carpenter, not a political leader. So they did not take him as a Messiah. Today we know Messiah is the one who saved the world with his life, dying on the cross. We thank you, Jesus, that you choose us to follow you. Many things still we don't know exactly, but one thing is important. You just invite us to live with every present moment with unconditional love for one another. Jesus, give me the strength, starting from today. No matter what we do, just with one, with the heart of love, openness, forgiveness with one another. Jesus, we trust in you.